poll, California voters deliver resounding no to cash reparations for slavery. By Simon Kent on September 10, 2023. The concept of the state delivering cash payments as reparations to the descendants of enslaved African Americans is opposed by California voters by a 2-to-1 margin, a poll released Sunday reveals. This insight into public reaction to offers of cash settlements shows difficulties await state lawmakers when they begin to consider the idea already flagged for action next year. The UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll, co-sponsored by the Los Angeles Times, found some 59% of voters oppose cash payments compared with 28% who support the idea. The lack of support for cash reparations was resounding, with more than 4 in 10 voters strongly opposed. It has a steep uphill climb, at least from the public's point of view, said Mark DiCamillo, director of the IGS poll. The Times report states, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers created California's Reparations Task Force in 2020 with the goal of establishing a path to reparations that could serve as a model for the nation. After 2 years of deliberations, the task force sent a final report and recommendations this summer to the state capitol, where Newsom and the Democratic-led legislature will ultimately decide how the state should atone for slavery. The group suggested providing cash payments to all descendants based on health disparities, mass incarceration and over-policing and housing discrimination that have adversely affected Black residents compared with white Californians. The poll results now pressure Democrats to deliver on something they have worked towards for years, even as it is opposed by voters in such strong measure. The Times report notes some of the amounts already being considered. It states for health disparities, the task force recommends $13,619 for each year of residency in California, a figure that was derived by comparing life expectancy between Black non-Hispanic and white non-Hispanic Californians. To compensate for mass incarceration and over-policing, the task force recommends eligible descendants receive $2,352 for each year of residency in California during the war on drugs from 1971 to 2020. Compensation for housing discrimination totaled $3,378 for each year between 1933 and 1977 that a descendant resided in California. In the Berkeley poll, when voters who oppose reparations were asked why, the two main reasons cited most often were based on the concept of fairness. They responded that it's unfair to ask today's taxpayers to pay for wrongs committed in the past, as picked by 60% of voters, and it's not fair to single out one group for reparations when other racial and religious groups have been wronged in the past, chosen by 53%. Only 19% said their reason was a proposal would cost the state too much, suggesting money alone is not the main objection. Related, Herschel Walker on reparations, we use Black power to create white guilt. Among Democrats, 43% favored and 41% opposed cash reparations. Republicans were strongly against the proposal at 90% with only 5% in favor. Independents were 65% opposed and 22% in favor. The Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll surveyed 6,030 registered California voters online in English and Spanish from August 24 to 29. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.